Common Confidential. Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies, you're like, oh, it's a penis pump, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7, and I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player, and it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before, so I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. Bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
Hey, Jason. I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the spicy pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show. You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast.
We are Jason and Stephanie Klass. We've been professional adult content creators for over 5 years, and we're here to talk about all things sexy and awkward.
This content is explicit, so you must be 18 or older to watch or listen.
These are our real life stories, so if any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Visit virginitysnatchers.com to get in on the fun. Hoes, hoes, hoes. Every single fucking one of you.
There's some hoes in this house.
Thanks for listening to us, guys. Welcome to another episode of Awkward Pillow Talk. And if that wasn't an awkward intro, I don't know what the fuck was.
I mean, it is what it is.
Absolutely. Just who we are at this point.
You kind of come to expect it from us.
It's been a while. This is one of the longest times we've gone between episodes because I was supposed to have this hernia surgery. Which last time I was like, oh, I'm so happy.
3 days till it. Woohoo. Yay.
And then they called me with less than a day notice telling me I owed a tremendous amount of money before they'd give me the surgery, which is the first time I've ever had that before. Like, I've got this one doctor who's like 5 months behind on billing. So, like, I know that like my deductible isn't like correct. And I figured if I owed something, they would have told me like, you know, within the 3 weeks before the surgery I knew
that. And it's like at the time it was like 20 days till Christmas, and
we had just paid all of our bills because it was the fifth.
Well, the fifth was supposed to be when you're having
the fourth is when they called me. I just paid all my bills.
Right.
So they're like, it was a couple $1,000 and they were not offering a payment plan. I've got just an inguinal hernia.
Again. No surgery.
No surgeries. For the foreseeable future. And that's me with fucking insurance, by the way.
Yeah. They were like, oh, we can run it without insurance. And
it's cheaper if we run it without insurance. I'm like, how about you go fuck yourself?
Right.
Just absolutely absurd. So I'm going to look into medical vacation travel or whatever the fuck it is.
Or if you know somebody, or you are somebody that does an inguinal hernia.
Yeah. If you're a surgeon looking for, you know, your time to shine on a sex podcast, then, you know, this is it. If not, then I'm probably planning to like go to Mexico at some point.
Yeah.
Let them just take care of it because it's quite unfair.
It sucks.
Especially since, I mean, it's like almost $800 a month for medical insurance. And then you're going to tell me that
I still owe
this much and that I have to pay it before you'll even fucking give it to me.
Yeah. Especially because it's already been fixed and it failed. So somebody messed up somewhere.
Yeah, well, and I know that there's a lawsuit eventually somewhere that, like, supposedly I'll be able to take advantage of. Before I can take advantage of it, they say I have to have it repaired first.
That's so stupid.
So I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just going to live like this. So will you turn around and straighten up that pillow for me real quick? Like, all the way around.
Which pillow? This one?
Yeah. Thanks.
You get kicked for that.
Where were we?
So, yeah, we'll just, you have this, no surgery.
Yeah, no surgery now.
Just pain.
Yeah, so I get to wear my little hernia belt again whenever I'm, you know, not naked.
Yeah.
It's not really that big of a deal because, I mean, typically I'm going to wear underwear anyways and I just throw it on. But, like, I am a dude that likes to walk around naked a lot. I think I timed it yesterday. It was, like, what, 3 minutes I could go without it before I was just like, yep, this sucks.
I need this on. Yeah.
So... pretty miserable.
Yeah, it sucks.
But on the plus side, you know, I'm happily married still. You know, I've got a wonderful family. I'm healthy overall. And really, one of the best fucking Christmas gifts I think that I got is the fact that I lost all this weight.
Yeah.
And 100% credit to Firebody again, y'all. They've been keeping me going. They've got me going on the semaglutide.
Yeah.
They've got me going with the TRT. And they've got you going with semaglutide as well.
Perfect.
You just finally kind of got over a little plateau that you had.
Yeah.
And you broke under 125.
Yeah, which, like, I had said, okay, 125 is my goal. And then I said, but, like, my extreme goal would be 120, which I'm like, I will never see again. This was, like, forever ago. But, like, 125 was always my goal. And the other day I got to 124.8. I broke under the 125, so I was like, yes.
It has been clutch for the holidays, I'm not going to lie. Like, already, obviously with Thanksgiving and stuff. Thanksgiving was a little funny, because I don't like Thanksgiving in general.
Right.
So, like, I took the shot the day before.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had, like, a bite on Thanksgiving as everybody's sitting around, like, you're not hungry? I'm like, no, I'm not really that hungry.
Yeah. I mean, and I still ate, but I think I definitely pushed myself. But, like, I didn't gain, like, that extraordinary amount that, like, people always say they gain during the holidays.
There is that,
like,
punishment that you kind of feel from it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and we've been talking about this with another mom at the school pickup.
Yeah.
It's basically, like, if you're going to eat a bunch of junk and then you're going to take your shot, you're going to get punished for it afterwards. There's going to be a
purge.
And I
still feel like even if you take the shot and then you eat all the junk.
Yeah, there's like a certain period of time where you just like you can't overdo it. Don't eat through the shot, essentially.
Right. Sometimes
it takes a little bit of mental awareness to be like, okay, well, I know I'm hungry right now, but
it's almost like you have to choose what you like are eating at the time. Like you could go for like a quick handful of chips, or you should probably get something with a little more substance.
Amazing is you find out that's what I had to start doing is I couldn't just keep going for candy every time because I would get hungry and then I'll go grab a little bit of candy and that little bit of sugar would take away the hunger, give me a little bit of a energy boost, and then I'd be right back to it 15 minutes later because I'd go through it so fast.
Right.
Whereas when I switched to something that had more protein, like I was doing peanut butter crackers.
Yep.
And I would finish a package of crackers and I'm good for like 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
So it's a matter of like, it's given me the chance to like slow down and make my decision. Now I still will say I doubt anybody should be taking my medical advice anyways, but I still 100% say that like candy is my saving grace during this.
Yeah.
Because whenever I start feeling like a mood shift or I start feeling like tired or anything, I'll usually just have a piece of candy and it just kind of like resets everything for me.
Right.
I'm not sure if that works for everybody or not, but it works for me.
I wouldn't necessarily take his advice, but you know.
But y'all, for real, if this is something you're considering, we're still talking to so many people about it. They're so hesitant about doing this weight loss thing, or they're like, "Oh yeah, I'm trying this new weight loss drink." Fuck you! Just go get the shot. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm scared of needles. It doesn't hurt.
It's such a little needle, and actually, I have a video showing us doing it so that you guys can see exactly how it's done because it is so easy. It's red already. It has the B12 in it. Yeah, and theirs will be too because they're going to get it from Firebody.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you go elsewhere.
Go elsewhere, it might not be
from Firebody, which you shouldn't go elsewhere. You should go through firebody.com.
But it is. It's such a life changer, guys.
It really is. I feel healthier. I feel happier.
Wild. Like, when I stand up now, I still have that, like, bone memory almost of like how heavy I was.
Right.
And my knees almost brace for it still. And then all of a sudden when I get up, it's like, whoop!
You like jump off the floor.
Yeah, it's like I float now.
Right.
It's so
or like
awesome.
I still like stand up expecting to get like lightheaded from standing up so quick because maybe my like levels were off. And then I stand up and I'm like, I do the like, whoa. And I'm like, wait.
You're good.
I'm good. I'm not lightheaded. And like,
there is some adjustment period that I think people need to be aware of. Like, you got to go slow with this stuff. You definitely don't just take big doses to start. You know, I mean, your doctor's going to tell you exactly what to do. But you're going to feel icky a little bit. And it's just something you got to get through. And you just got to know that it's normal. Everybody else is, you know, essentially going through the same exact thing. So, highly recommended. Firebody.com. That's firebody.com/awkwardtalk.
Yep. Sorry, I was watching the cat.
You know, another thing that last Christmas, I felt like we fucked a ton. Like, not just Christmas Day, but like leading up to it because we were doing Sext Panther at the time.
Yes.
And it was just constant. I actually don't feel like we're having sex any less now.
Right.
We're just filming it less, which is funny because we're just doing it for us now.
We were filming it for specific people.
Yes. So it was more frequent, I guess, more custom content.
Right. It was like, it was custom, like 30 seconds here, a minute there, whatever. Like, so, but like now we'll do the same thing, but yeah, it's just for us.
But that's, you know, that's going to be a tough thing for a lot of couples, you know, especially with all the family and stuff. And just as a PSA, keep in mind that, you know, just taking like 3 minutes to connect with your spouse in an erotic way, even if your house is packed, can change their entire outlook on life.
Right.
Okay. If you're going to expect them to sit around and hang out with your mom and your dad for hours and hours on end and to put up with your shitty little, you know, niece and nephew, let him stick his dick in it for a few minutes first. Okay. And then be like, hey,
travel for hours.
You'd be like, hey, the second we get some alone time, you get back in this thing.
Right.
You know?
Or just like, just go find a place to.
Yeah. Do not give up on that. this holiday. It is the ultimate stress reliever.
I wonder if anybody ever did, like what we said. We said, hey, do something weird.
Yeah, I'd love to know if anybody actually took our advice and did something weird. But, you know, that goes along with it this holiday, y'all. Like, it is so stressful with family around, and there's so many excuses not to be intimate.
Right.
That you need to make a
get almost
point
more of a priority
to make it intimate, because you're connecting with everybody trying to make a family holiday, and you usually end up disconnecting a little bit from your spouse.
Right.
So make it a priority this year. It's super, super important. Now,
ladies and gentlemen, I interrupt this podcast to announce Awkward Story Time. This week's awkward story is titled Unicorns Exist. Let's listen now.
So everybody keeps wanting to hear these stories that we have from our successes and our failures. But one of my favorite ones was one of our times with the unicorn. And I think she actually might be a listener. She was at one point.
She was at one point. Or I know she at least followed the Instagram for a little bit, so
I hope
she
still is. We would love her around too.
Yeah,
because
we won't say her name.
We'll say her name, obviously, but she probably knows who she is because I think we talked about her before. But like, she what drove 60 miles each way?
Well, she was already in.
No, it was 30 miles each way, 60 miles round trip essentially.
But she was already in our area, but she wasn't originally from our area. She was hanging out with a friend,
and we found her on Tinder
because she was local at the time, and she ended up going to her friend's house and was leaving, but we'd been messaging back and forth, and we were trying to like set up a time, and she was like, oh well, I can't, blah 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 blah. And then I guess she got a little excited,
sent a naked picture of herself to us.
Right.
We reciprocated, and then she was like, yeah, I'm driving back right now.
Yeah, she was like, I was already more than halfway home.
So this was like 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
On a random weekday?
Yeah. It was like a Tuesday or something.
Yeah,
like
we had kids home. It was over the summer.
Yeah.
So we were like, hey, so we've got a work interview. You guys need to stay over there. Stay in the room. Because, you know, usually it doesn't come down to that. But they're old enough. It's not like we're like being neglective or anything. But we're like, all right. So we told her, hey, you come around the side of the house. And we talked to her for
like 2 minutes.
2 minutes in the room. And then all of a sudden it was just like, boom.
Panty drop.
Yeah, it was very quick. Like, I think next thing I know, you two are making out. I'm pulling down her fucking pants. And I'm just like eating her out.
Yeah.
And then I'm fucking the shit out of her. And she's eating you out. I remember you ate her pussy while I was fucking her, and vice versa. Like, you guys were getting like real all up in there. Yeah. It was super awesome.
Yeah. And we of course didn't film it because
she didn't want to.
So that was just for us, but
that was like awesome. And I mean, it was like probably no more than like 30, 45 minutes total.
Yeah.
And then she left and we just hadn't seen her again.
Yeah.
I mean, she messaged us a few times after that, but I mean, that to us was ideal. She was beautiful.
Yeah, she was gorgeous.
And her pussy was just absolutely perfect. Absolutely wonderful experience. 10 out of 10. Would do again.
Yeah. So if you're listening and you know who we are.
Yeah. If you want to give us a really good Christmas present, let's go. Those are really the experiences we're looking for, though. We like the, you know, authentic, like, you made a little bit of a connection beforehand, and then it was just, let's get down to business. There's not a bunch of awkwardness.
And I realize, like, maybe not everybody wants the, like, chit-chat afterwards, or the second rounds, or, you know, multiple encounters, which, like, we usually are the ones that don't. So, like, the fact that we were both like, yeah, that was a lot of fun, I'd love to do it again, was obviously, it was fun.
And that was, I think, one of the first times I've seen you like take full control with a woman. You were just like, yep, I want this. And you just went to town. I was just like, fuck yeah. Like, it was just, we were all just very much acting our instinct, you know what I mean? So to speak. But hopefully you guys enjoyed that story. If you'd like to hear more of these stories or you want to see some of them, you know where to go. One of the fun things that we get to deal with this year is that all of our neighbors apparently found out what we do for work.
Supposedly.
I just want to state that. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Okay, so if you're listening and you are one of our neighbors, just come talk to us about it.
We don't care, y'all. We're not bad people. I think we're quite the opposite. We love each other a lot, right. And we've learned to love sex, and we've learned how to
communicate
and, you know, show it off and be ourselves and be authentic. And everything that we do is essentially, you know, for our relationship, for our family, you know, there's nothing nefarious to it. You may have different ideals about it, but really it's none of your business. I'm not trying to go after you. I'm not trying to go after your spouse.
Right.
Y'all look like potatoes anyway. So like, you can stay with it. It's fine. That was mean.
They do. Eh. Oh my gosh. But it's like that. That's like, was our, not our biggest anxiety, but now we know they're all talking about us, and it almost makes it worse again because you're like, hey, how did someone find out? And if someone found out, it was because they were looking for it. And then they decided to still rat us out to
I don't feel the same anxiety this time as I did
before. No, I don't. Like, it's not as bad, but it's still, it's more like almost like a fuck you. Like, why would, like, if you found out about it because you were on one of those sites and then you decided to go and tell everybody about it without, like,
communicating it to us
or like,
yeah, it wasn't
confirming.
Your news to share,
right? So I now think that's what I think, yeah, is
it does,
the shittiest part.
It does force our hand a little bit now because there's, you know, people that we're friends with
that I'm not sure if they
that know. We're not sure if they know, and now we feel like because that is spreading around through the group, we're gonna have to be like, hey,
just letting you know.
So you're aware, do you know that this is what we do for work? If you know, cool, we don't have to keep talking about it. We just want to make sure that you have a chance to back away essentially, right, before this news gets out.
Or you find out from somebody else and you're like, why didn't you tell me? And you're like, well, because, I mean, it was already out there, but.
It does suck.
Yeah, it sucks.
But
so
ultimately.
So the anxiety is kind of creeping back
ultimately,
in just a little bit.
We're handling it way better than.
Oh, yeah. But it's still, yeah. This is one of those ones where we have to, like, do the take charge and what is that? That we talked about with the. Getting in front of your...
Taking control of the narrative.
Thank you. That's the word. I could not think of what it was.
Well, it worked well for us last time.
Right.
So that's just going to kind of be our new method going forward, is just being truthful. Because, again, we really have no fear as far as, like, if you look into us, we have no moral issues here. There's nothing that we're doing is immoral other than, I guess, having sex with other people. But it's tough.
And it's not like... done secretively, like we both know about it, so
yeah,
it's...
everything's in the open, so like it's really just people's opinions, and I think that's what stops a lot of people getting into the lifestyle in general, is people's opinions. And one thing that I'm constantly preaching, and it's not, I mean, I've preached it to several friends and stuff lately too,
right,
but we always talk about how we have this bubble,
right,
that whatever the hell we do is between us. Nobody else's opinion of what happens between us matters at all. Like, not even a little bit. We know what our relationship is. We know what we like. We know each other. And you can have your thoughts about it, but I'm not going to allow your thoughts to stop me from doing what it is I do.
Because it ultimately just does not matter at all.
Right.
So.
And it's tough. Especially holidays coming around with everybody's...
Yeah.
Family feeling like they've got an opinion about something.
Yeah, that's
and everybody feeling like, ooh, I'm gonna drop the holiday bomb and bring this up. Just remember, y'all, it doesn't matter. If somebody, you know, brings something up to you, just embrace and be like, yeah, it is what it is.
Right.
There's no reason to deny shit at this point. Like, own it. Yep. It's easier said than done, I'm sure.
Sorry, I had an itch.
But we owned it.
Yeah.
Felt all right.
It went all right.
You may have number 22.
Maybe.
We're hopeful. Hopeful before Christmas break, but we're also not holding our breath too much because it's been a bit of a tough battle to find people that actually listen. Like,
we put out an ad. I had 100 responses, and it was very specific. Every response that I got was like, hey, I don't meet these requirements, but you should still pick me. And I'm like, holy shit.
But at least they read the requirements, but then they still decided, I'm going to still send the message.
Yeah, well, like, half of them read the requirements.
Okay.
Those are the nice ones. A lot of them were just like, hey, and here's a picture of a dick.
Nice. Classic, guys.
Yeah. You know, that's what I love opening up in the inbox.
Or the ones that are like, hey, let me message you on my Instagram or whatever. And they're like, come on, let's do this. And I'm like,
yeah, the dude that was, you know, if he's listening, the dude that was like trying to like make a connection in your Instagram comments the other day.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, dude?
Not going to work.
Come on. You got to keep in mind, not everybody's going to have a chance with Steph. Like, she does have some sort of autonomy here. Like, she's able to make her own decisions on people that she wants to do this with.
Just because you are one does not mean it's going to happen.
Great way to ruin it is to be persistent and to not...
And to be pushy.
Yeah, to not listen to the rules. To be persistent in the wrong way.
Right.
There's a very set source of... There's a very set...
Guideline
on how to go about doing this. And I'm going to throw some curveballs in there because I need to make sure that you are willing to pay attention and listen.
Right.
So far, we've done really good at picking out the people that we've filmed with. We've really had almost no issues, right? Other than somebody that hasn't been able to get it up once.
Or the one that never officially happened with.
Oh, that one too. But
he got weird.
Yeah, he got weird too. But I mean, that's. Anyways, I forgot about that one too.
Yeah.
We'll have to talk about that one sometime.
Yeah.
We have his interview still.
Yeah.
Which we can release that without issue.
Right.
So, something to think about.
Yeah.
Well, if you're looking for something for the holidays, check out our TikTok shop. We've got all kinds of fun stuff on there. We actually just tried this new chocolate recently called Kumps.
Yeah, K-U-M-S.
K-U-M-S, and it's like an aphrodisiac chocolate. And you had, like, a huge orgasm that night. Like,
yeah,
ridiculous. So we're going to give them a little bit of credit, I think.
I think so.
So check it out. If you do buy it, make sure you get it through our shop, if you can.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Okay.
Always make sure you get it through our shop if you can. And make sure you check out virginitysnatchers.com, awkwardtalk.com, or awkwardpillowtalk.com. Bring you to all the good stuff. We've had a lot of new stuff going up. And we had a really good Christmas video that we filmed vertically that everybody's been liking. So that one's out for, or it's included with the subscriptions on Fansly and OnlyFans right now. Anyways, if we don't talk to you before the holidays, Merry Christmas. We really hope that we do get to talk to you before then.
But if not, difficult.
You know, hopefully we'll talk to you soon. And thank you all for your support. We really appreciate everybody taking the time to listen to us and our crazy ideas and to want to watch us do the crazy things that we do. It is awesome. Thank you.
Stay weird, guys.
That was weird. We'll leave it in too.
I know.
Awkward people. Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at Awkward XX.
So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential, you know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code, AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.